This is The Burt Show.
So Jessica did something last week that was the most brilliant maneuver ever for telling someone that there's something awkward about them. You know, somebody's got something jammed in their tooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their flies down, booger on the nose,
mm-hmm.
a little bit of eye junk, whatever, mm-hmm. all that stuff. Like, it's if you don't know the person well, like, we can obviously all do it with our significant others. We've reached a level after several years where we all do it with each other.
You would think.
But, I mean, if you're Well, you feel that we don't treat you properly?
I swear to you, this is true, that yesterday I got down into my car after you and I had a meeting.
Yeah.
After Joanna and I talked to each other for like 10 minutes before she left the building, I get into my car, I look in the rearview mirror, and I have a huge bear in the cave. I mean, it's like half in my nose, half out. And I don't know how it's possible how you didn't say anything to me during our meeting.
Are you mad at Joanna too?
And Joanna also. I was like angry at both of you guys because there's no way that it was avoidable.
But dude, that's not.
I bet it shook every time you breathed.
It was like one of those. It was flaky. It was just like that. It was one of those large flakes.
Yeah. So your bug was having a meeting with Joanna.
Serious. No. Did you see it yesterday and didn't say anything to me?
No, because you've always told me I'm not allowed to look at you in the face when I talk to you. So I'm not sure how I'm supposed to see that kind of stuff.
But that's not, you can't, that's not right because I'm.
I'd be so distracted by the floor.
I was sitting down though. I mean, I'm convinced that you saw and didn't say anything. I was actually pissed at you. I almost texted you. First, I almost tweeted it, how pissed I was.
You put him in a position where if he laughed too hard, it would shoot out like a rocket on somebody. That's just not right.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
I don't even notice who knows.
Nobody does.
Okay, so anyways, Bert's got the big old bear on the cave, right? We know what that means, a little booger on the nose, right? Mm-hmm. So, and
how would Jessica have handled that situation?
This is how she would have. First of all, it wouldn't work with Bert. It would have to be a stranger. So let's use our boss. Let's say Gary's got a big old chunk of jam in his tooth, right? He's got a big old spinach or something. And it's big nasty. So
it's like everything bagel, big.
Right. Just like bam, right in there. And it's sitting there in his tooth. I think, I think Jessica probably wouldn't be as comfortable saying something to him as we see him every day.
Mm-hmm.
So here's how
we would take great pride in telling him.
Telling our boss.
Whereas Jessica might be.
Mouth jammed up. So here's how she would handle it. So brilliant.
Dazzled you with her brilliance.
Yes! So we're standing there, acquaintance, junk in his tooth, me and Jessica, all talking. She knows. Or I see the junk in the tooth. She sees the junk in the tooth. We both know it's in there. So we're talking, and she says, hey, I got to tell you guys something because I gotta help you out and just know that you don't want to continue on with this. But you both have something stuck in your tooth. And we're sitting here talking, and I know you're going to move on. So, Jeff, you got a little something right there, second tooth. All right.
So even though you don't really.
And then told the other person, Axel, or let's make him anonymous.
perfect, Gary.
Whoever else, Gary. Hey, and you got something right there. So, you know, we both
but
did.
But she loves little. Axel, so I'm surprised she didn't take it out herself.
Yeah.
She's
mm-hmm.
like,
wait,
with her tongue.
Like, make it out.
Yeah,
make out with him. Right. And a little.
Why do you guys think it's Axel?
Just random guest.
So I get a little, I had like a bottle of water or whatever, so I swish, swish, I look, and she goes, good. Then Axel, or Gary, or whoever we're using, looks at her and goes, oh, that's good. And Jessica goes, good. And then we went on. And then I was like, oh, cool, thanks for telling me. And she goes, oh, you were cool. She goes, I just didn't know how to tell Axel without Gary. I didn't know how to tell the other person.
Let's just call him Gaxel.
Gaxel. I didn't know how to tell the other person without embarrassing them.
So she's alleviating their...
She did.
So you include somebody else.
She diluted the embarrassment.
Huh.
But that is an interesting concept.
Idea.
It's hard when you're one-on-one, though.
Mm-hmm.
One-on-one, well, screw
it.
Because,
anything.
Because by the time,
like
you know,
Bert
like with Bert and I, by the time he's talking to somebody else, it's not an issue.
It's too late. It's already passed on to somebody else, but that is pretty good. Now, is that kind of insight that she had, that kind of idea, can only come with the speed of being drunk? Because sober, I don't think you come up with that. But drunk, actually?
She hadn't. I think she was having her. It was at the concert, the Cumulus concert at Centennial Park. And we were all standing kind of behind the stage waiting for the first band to go on. And so nobody had, like everybody maybe was on their first beer. And They had little snacks set out for us, and one of those snacks got rammed right up there. And
make everybody uncomfortable.
I think that's a great idea.
That's awesome.
So, like, dude, Axel, Jeff, both of you, you got a finger sandwich right in your tooth.
I'm way too smart to be with you, shit.
I know.
Awesome idea.
I've been actually waiting to see someone with crap in their teeth.
But you had a great, you had a perfect opportunity yesterday.
Sorry.
You should have called Joanna over and said, hey, Bert, Joanna, you both have something in your teeth.
You guys,
Bert,
both have Joanna. A chair in your nose.
Actually, hey, Bert, you've got Joanna in your nose.
That's awful.
This is The Bert Show.